is the Sunny Side, your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria. Info FM, good afternoon to you. How do you do? It's not so sunny around here. The weather this morning, I loved it. I really did love the weather. It was calm, some light showers in my area, and cool weather, I must say. But the weather was quite deceptive because you know how the time was going and you didn't realize it because it took forever for the day to be bright and fair. Hence, some of us assumed that we're still around like 6:30 a.m., 7 a.m.-ish, not knowing or not realizing that we had gotten to like 9 a.m. in the morning. What are we talking about this hour? We'll talk about academic and career achievements on social media. Or would I say display of academic and career achievements on social media. What best describes this prevalent act? A show-off? A means of motivation for others, or simply display for career prospects. I don't know how many of you are on the LinkedIn app, but if you use that mobile application, then this will not be a new thing for you. Maybe you should go on LinkedIn now as we speak, like pick up your phone, turn on your data, go on your LinkedIn app, and you'll be wowed at various uploads and profiles on individual accounts, awards, convocation pictures, as well as degrees graduated with, latest promotions at places of work, seminars and symposiums and workshops attended. These displays are not limited to LinkedIn. I mean, other social media platforms also have individuals displaying various achievements, and they say the pressure is getting worse. So some weeks ago, I came across an account. The lady just graduated from med school, and she took a picture with her certificate, that's the degree certificate, and several awards, she sat in the middle and, you know, I'm sure she got a photographer to come to her location, and then she put all of these things, this one attended, this workshop attended, this seminar attended, this award given, this award received, this award, that award, and the other award. And I'm like, come on, why are you making us feel like nobody says cool where you go, where we go? So now it may interest you to know that there are people who do not seem impressed by this display. Some say such persons are simply jealous because they couldn't achieve such feats. I mean, you know, you're jealous. Did you make a first class? Did you make a distinction? You are jealous. After all, you only have your first degree. This one has master's and PhD. And some of them even go as far as, you know, stating their age. So you see a young person who has first degree, master's, and PhD as well. And they come out and write a very catchy profile. Graduated at the age of 21 from this university with a first class, proceeded to do my master's at XYZ University with a distinction, graduated with a distinction, just finished my PhD, and I am only 27 years old. And you are like, hey, me that I'm just how many years, Laris? I don't even have a first degree. How much more master's and PhD? Yeah, a lot of them are achieving quite a lot. And sometimes, if they do not do the upload themselves, individuals would want to put them up to celebrate them. Sometimes, the alma mater, that's the school this person had graduated from, sees it as a thing of pride that they could produce such outstanding student. Hence, they will go ahead and upload. And before you know it, it will go viral. I mean, how did we know that somebody graduated with a 5.0 CGPA? No B's, no C's. She's been getting A's up until she graduated. Overall, best graduating student. Now, away from the academia, let's go to our individual careers. Someone comes up and put up something. Now, just been promoted to the position of senior communications manager, and then they mention the name of the firm or they tag the firm, and you see them with their nice corporate outfits and their identity cards. Ah, and you wonder, and you begin to scream, God, when? It's more like people are achieving and you're where you are and you're feeling some sort of pressure. And you're asking, when will I even be promoted to assistant manager? How much more manager? I have just been made an associate of XYZ company. And you're asking, Shebi, you know, all of these things. Yeah, others get inspired to do more, while some feel it's simply show off that may not yield anything positive in the end. Now, the question I am asking today, it's a Monday. I mean, it's the first working day of the week. Something for us to ponder on. When you see some of these uploads, when you read through some of these profiles, you see pictures of awards, degree certificates, and all of that. What best describes this prevalent act for you? Now, let us not get it twisted. LinkedIn, for one, is a professional space. Okay, yeah, it's a social network, but it's a professional space for job seekers, professionals, and businesses. So some persons would argue that if you want to build your network, if you're looking forward to career prospects, then LinkedIn is the place to be, because chances are that you would have companies that are scouting for young, fresh graduates that are enthusiastic, that are achievers, to be a part of their company's vision and goals, right? So yeah, it may not be so much of a problem when you have some of these things put out on LinkedIn. You just sell your market, simply put. But will it be the same for every other social media platform? But again, the question is, what best describes this prevalent act? Do you see it as a show-off? Like, this person just wants to show off, like, I'm intelligent, y'all. Like, I'm intelligent, y'all. Deal with it. Like, I didn't make progress, y'all. Like, I'm successful, y'all. Hello, hello, hello. Like, I'm here. Like, you know, that kind of show off. Do you see it as a means of motivation or inspiration for others and the younger generation? Or do you simply see it as, a display for career prospects? So once again, the question is, what best describes this prevalent act for you? You see it as a show-off, you tell me. You see it as simply a means or source of motivation or inspiration for other people and the younger generation. Or you simply see it as display for career prospects. This person, they find work. Or this person, they find better work. Or this person is looking for a lucrative job, and that's why this person is doing it. Do you subscribe to it at all? I mean, if you're someone who is big on academics and career advancement. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. Once again, smart number to call, 070-0923-0923. You can also send a WhatsApp message to the WhatsApp number. Once again, the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call, and also be audible so that we can hear you. Nigerian firm, good afternoon. I am so sorry we lost that call. Please do well to call back. Once again, 070-0923-0923. And WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. Nigerian firm, good afternoon. What's happening to my phone lines? Okay, like I said, unable to get through to us via the phone lines, not a problem. How about you send a WhatsApp message and I will definitely read your WhatsApp messages. Nigerian firm, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, I'm watching by name.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you sound actually.
All right, then, go ahead.
If I come across such people, I'm seeing it as a show off.
Okay.
I'm seeing it as an opportunity for them to encourage others. And the only thing I will do is to just give them a congratulations, go my way, and still need to work on myself that this person can do it. Mm. I can still do it. It's just an opportunity.
Okay. All right.
So that is all I have to say. Thank you so much.
He sees it as a motivation. So he says his congratulations and then he moves on. See, some of these uploads come with a lot of there's a long epistle usually attached to some of them. And how many persons even have the patience to read? Sometimes from this upload you get to know this person's story on how they were able to, you know, move from would I call it the typical grass to grace story? You know, how they suffered, how they were unable to even eat while in school, but they persevered. And before you know it, at some point they couldn't pay their school fees. They thought they were going to drop out, but then they persevered. And before you know it, they were done. And then this happened and that happened. Some would say, oh, they lost their parents when they were very young. And they were just able to some way, somehow pull through. And then there are those that the uploads come back to back. 1 minute, they've just achieved this one. Pum! The next day, they are putting up something that, oh, they just finished this, and they got awarded that. Even scholarships they receive to further their education. Pim, we find it there. Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon, Denise. Your lines are really a big deal today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, very quickly, I think for me, it's everything you talked about. There are some people who just want to show up, obviously.
Okay.
There are some who are grateful, genuinely grateful for all of what they've gone through. But, you know, basically, Nigerians, or is it Nigerians alone or people of our world, Nigerians have a general apart my neighbor mentality.
Mm.
And so sometimes they want to show off, they want to prove to you that, look, I'm better than you.
Hmm.
Yeah, when we're selling ourselves, now there's a thin line between confidence and pride. And the truth is, the reader knows where to place you if he's smart.
Okay.
And so I go through this, oh, big ups to you, it's your achievement, well done. But I don't dwell there. I scarcely get intimidated by people's profiles because, you know, your profiles are never transferable.
Mm.
A man dies and his children do not automatically acquire his degree. Okay, so what you pursue is for you and not for anybody else. I could borrow a thing or two, but then I've got my own career line.
Okay.
My career interests may not be your career interest.
Mm.
And then, you know, I'll dwell more around my career. So are there those in my career who are pushing the limit, especially to areas where I am particularly interested?
Mm.
I could walk up to them. I could get their contact. I could reach out to them. Hey, sir. Hey, ma. How did you achieve this? What were your greatest motivations?
Mm.
Now, that's for inspiration. I draw inspiration from your achievement. But to say that, you know, I'm excited because, yeah, you made a first class. Oh, you are 21, but how far have you gone with it? Because the sorry part in this, if you don't keep a humble attitude, is that same outline could be there for another 5 years. And making a first class doesn't guarantee you a job position in our world today. I've seen people who made first class, in fact, they had to go for another degree afresh, because they weren't lucky enough to get a job. Okay, so we should dwell more on what we have added to life, what value our certificates have helped us, you know, add to life, add to humanity, not just the feathers you've added to your cap and all that. Basically about that, but for me, no, I'm not really...
What about the chances of, what I call it... career prospect. You never know. They say you never know who is going through your timeline at that time. You never know who is going through your profile. And just maybe your potential or your next employer is in that space, and they go through all of those things. And for some reason, it puts you one step ahead of every other person who is most likely looking for that opportunity. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's okay. Like I said, it's okay to express yourself. Mm. But you must be careful that you're expressing yourself and not throwing around, you know, paperwork in expression of pride. Because if I am your employer, getting on your LinkedIn page, look, I'm an employer, to some extent, and I've had issues with employees or job seekers who come in with a lot of pride. I just read it from you walking into those stores. And you don't get the job, because most time there is big deal, there is a headache to the workplace. Most of the time, people who feel they know, people who feel they are good, they don't last in the workplace. Because they just keep gallivanting for better opportunities versus those who keep a humble attitude.
Okay.
So from your LinkedIn, I would know. I'm talking of personal notes.
Okay.
Some employers will be different. But for me, on a personal note, if I read pride, I could want to give you a chance. That's fine. But if I confirm that what I was thinking is what is, you don't get the place with me. Because you're going to be a big headache to me at the end of the day. Okay. And you will influence every other person in the workplace, intimidating people. And no, you're not good for the workplace. So everyone should keep a humble attitude.
Okay.
For the sake of humanity, for the sake of, you know, social enablement of our world, we need to coexist, not to intimidate people. My father would say intimidation is cowardice. You really don't need to intimidate people in your life. People do it and get away with it. But for me personally, I'm really not excited about it.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. I see some of your WhatsApp messages. I'm going to read through them. Okay, let's take this call first. Nigerian Phil, good afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to
you. Mr. Zion, you're welcome. Go ahead.
I think for the LinkedIn itself, I chose it as a professional environment for professionals who are seeking for and who also desire. I'm also on that network. And I've met some great minds.
Okay.
You know, the privilege of the LinkedIn, yes, it gives you the privilege to know who to talk to.
Okay.
Who to employ. Who to engage in conversation. There are certain conversations I want to have. What do I do? I just go and check the profile. Okay, this person matches this conversation. And I engage them. Oh, this person matches kind of conversation. Because of their professional career, who they have stated on their profile. Likewise, some people who have also engaged me. Oh, you're Mrs. Zion. I saw this on the profile. Let me have this chat with you. And it's beautiful for me. I don't see it as an intimidation, but I just see it as a professional space. People have gotten a job through there, gotten contracts through there, one thing or the other. But if that kind of profile is being carried out on another environment, another social, maybe another social media app, another chat app, that is only when I will see it as you want to oppress people, you want to show off. You see, but this other link is strictly professional. And if you look at it carefully, a lot of professional organizations are there. Multinationals are there. And day in, day out, they scout for people. They scout for knowledge. They scout even people to write texts for them. People to create this for them. People to engage. I'm a professor or someone engaged me from Lagos. And I want to say this clearly here. The guys in Lagos are doing more pursuing academics more than us here in Port Harcourt.
Really?
We are joking here in Port Harcourt, I'm telling you. In Port Harcourt here, we are joking. When it comes to academics, pursuing for career, upgrade, certification on this, on that, the Lagos guys are going far. They take that as a challenge. You see a little girl of 26 years old, director, social communication, a guy of 25 years, what is he on the profile there? A consultant, social media. And come to Port Harcourt here. We are still talking about BSE, HND, OND. I want to encourage us in Port Harcourt 2023, including me, including you. crew, let us go sacrifice on certain causes. Upgrade the little, also challenge these bigot guys that are getting too many opportunities more than us. Hey. As long as this linking thing is confined.
Are you saying this based on the profiles you have seen on LinkedIn?
Based on the people I've also had a conversation with, have engaged with. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So while you were speaking, go ahead.
You want to say something?
Yo, while you were speaking, I'm going through some profiles on LinkedIn, by the way. I'm going through some persons that have sent me invites and all. I'm reading a lot of stuff. So as I'm talking, I'm also citing some instances, so it doesn't seem like I'm speaking away from what is obtainable on LinkedIn currently. You would definitely find people in your field. I can see some of my colleagues are also on LinkedIn. I cite on Anasi. I can see Sandra Ezekwesili. I can see
Ufoma.
I can see Ufoma
Igbamuna. That's one guy that follows me, yeah.
Uh-huh. I can see Sam Oracle. I can see Adeda Yoelushakin. I can see Choma Ezewafa. A lot of my colleagues are here from all our sister stations. And I'm taking my time to go through the kind of things that they put out, you know, the connections that they have, most of the activities and most of the profiles they've established. And I'm not thinking that Lagos is doing better based on what I have seen so far, according to you, though.
My research I've done on this, before I make this comment or even engage you in this conversation, the Lagos people are far ahead of us.
I see.
They are not just remaining in one place for years. In 6 to 1 year, you see that this person has grown beyond BSc, HND, beyond there. You are talking about certification of several courses. You see them engage in different organizations. Their profiles are there. Before you see an optimistic, you also see the person optimistic, where he wants to engage, who he wants to work with. My sister, the Lagos people ahead of us.
Okay,
we, for backups, let us use 2023 and agree. So that we can challenge this Lagos guy. They are getting our opportunities in the end of the
Let me establish this before I let you go. Is it that the Lagos people are achieving more than us, or they are uploading more than us? Let's get hold on. I can tell you for a fact, a lot of my colleagues who have gone for one program, seminar, workshop, certification and all, and they don't even bother to upload it. So is it that Lagos people are uploading more than us, or they're actually doing more than us?
They're achieving beyond just uploading. Don't forget the link in the essence of the uploading is for you to also engage more people, get more opportunities, meet more people, and even be employed when the needs arise.
All right.
So honestly, they are not just uploading, they are doing the work. They are doing the thing, uploading the uploads.
See why I'm saying this? I'm saying this from... I don't want to call it a personal experience, but I know somebody from my set in the university. She made a first class. Some of you would know her. She's quite popular for a reason, but as to whether the popularity is bringing returns, I doubt. So this is how many years after graduation? She's held on to that ideology. I made a first class. She doesn't let go an opportunity to mention that she made a first class. For every opportunity she gets, she mentions that she made a first class. As we speak, she's not in the country. She's in the United Kingdom. And how did I know she's in the United Kingdom? Our uploads. And she seizes the opportunity to mention. So she just got to the UK. I think she went for her master's. And she just found a house in the UK. And she just got a housemate. And from what she uploaded, the housemate, you know, in a bit to welcome her, made food. And she's trying to draw similarities between herself and the housemate. And these were her exact words. He made a first class like me. No, I think I should go to her profile and read it word for word as she said it. Searching. I hope I find her before the break time. Okay, so this is her. I hope it pops up. But long story short, she had already started, you know, drawing similarities between herself and the housemate is a male, by the way. That I made a first class, he made a first class as well. We're both here to study, you know, get our masters. We're both housemates. Who knows what other thing we have in common? Who knows what other thing we have in common? Whether they're studying the same course, whether they did study the same course, oh well, I don't know. And I don't think I want to be concerned with that. But she made it, you know, she established it that this is who she is. So if you do not know that you are dealing with a first class material. Well, for me, I saw it as a show off. And this is why. Because I know this person personally. I didn't draw inspiration from it. I didn't see it as career prospects, as it were. Because we went to the same school, studied the same course, finished at the same time. But not to draw comparison with her, I'm only saying that if it was by all of these uploads, as it were, you should be somewhere. There's an echelon for your kind of people who have achieved this, and that. You know how they say, one time this, one time that, one time this, one time that, presently this. You comrades, those of you in the Aluta, you know, you know what this are. One time this, one time SUG vice president, one time, oh yes, she was one time SUG chief judge. Yeah, one time this, one time that. However, back to the question. What best describes this prevalent act for you? A show off, a source of inspiration or motivation, or simply display for career prospects? I want to sell my market. I believe that the next company I want to work with will see me, and it makes it a lot easier for me to get in with this kind of profile or with this kind of, you know, they say seeing is believing. So if I don't show, how will I know that? How will they know that someone like me does exist? Once again, 0700923093. WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-03064.
Nigeria Info, we'll be right back.
The message here says, Chisholm from Alode. I don't see it as show off. I'm on LinkedIn and I see what others post as motivation. Though some people overdo it. How do you even tell that you're overdoing it? Anyone who allows whatever they see on any social media to pepper, panic and pressure them already have something broken inside. All the people I hired just last week to work for my company I found on LinkedIn because most are Gen Z. I'm confused and pleasantly surprised. I honestly didn't know Gen Z wanted to work. I saw their CVs, but without LinkedIn, I wouldn't have known they existed and they wouldn't have known about me, as most were in secondary school at the time I was known by my maiden name either. My professional and educational stuff are on LinkedIn because they are what they are. Anyone that's pressured, na dem sabi. Some people have suffered in life, so let them celebrate, biko. Some people post to be located by their opportunity. Do I think people should post their everything on any social media? No. But that's because I'm a fiercely private person, and with the benefit of age, I've confirmed that silence can safeguard some precious things. Interesting. Thank you so much for this message. We started off, yeah, talking about display of academic and career achievements on social media. And I remember mentioning that if you go on LinkedIn and any other social media platform, Facebook, Instagram, even Twitter, you will be wowed at various uploads and profiles on individual accounts, awards, convocation pictures, as well as degrees graduated with, latest promotions at places of work, seminars attended, workshops attended, programs attended, trainings attended. And then these displays are everywhere. You know, some people have said, you know what, the pressure is getting worse. God, when? When will I have a first class and a master's with distinction and a PhD at the age of 27? It seems like, these people are literally on fire and I'm here still struggling to get my first degree. This person just got into the workspace years ago, and at 25, this person already occupies an executive position at their place of work. And you're like, see this small girl, see this small boy, just now away, come off of school, fresh, that's how they put it, fresh out of school, and you're struggling with that position that you have been on since 1900. You've probably been working for 20 years, 15 years, 10 years. And same position you got into the company. Or like some people would say, into the company is the same position you are currently at. It may interest you to know that there are people who do not seem impressed. So what? Then go call them bad belle people. They're just, jealous. You're just jealous. I mean, if you were this person, you probably would have done the same and done more. Like, this person is succeeding now. The world should know. Others get inspired to do more, while some feel it's simply show off that may not yield anything positive in the end. So what? You have a first class. And so? Oh, so you just made a master's. Cambridge. Harvard. What's this other one now? Cambridge, Harvard, there's one other one. And so what? Oh, so you just had your PhD. So? But for you listening at this time, when you go through some of these things, what best describes the prevalent act? Do you see it as a show off and why? Do you see it as a means of motivation, or will I say inspiration, for the younger generation? And do you think these people are simply displaying for career prospects? They are simply selling their market. The goal is just, I'm brilliant, y'all. I sabi book, y'all. I'm intelligent, y'all. I've got value. See me here. No, going through the rigorous process of sending in application letters, working with your CV from one place to the other. Before you know it, the sun will come and beat you silly. The rain will come and mess up your suits and your shirts that you took so much stash and iron so that the edges are sharp. And before you know it, your shoe, the sole, will get worn out. How about you just chill somewhere and all you need to do is upload? And before you know it, who knows, that company you're looking forward to working with will reach out to you and you'll be like, yes! Oh, finally, I knew this was going to pay off eventually. And you know, they reach out to you. And yes, also for those that get promotions and put it out there, maybe, just maybe, you love the company you work with, but you're one that is not afraid to take on bigger challenges. So you feel there's still companies that will look at you and say, wow, if you're this young and you have been promoted to this position, we think we want you to start working with us in our company. They call it poaching, right? Where you see someone from some other company and you try to get them over to your business or your company. I think that's what the word is called. But let's hear from you. 070-0923-0923. Once again, 070-0923-0923. And then WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-0306-416. Yeah, someone just told me Oxford, Harvard, and Cambridge. Those universities, they are putting pressure on us. Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Oh dear. like I said, a lot is happening to our phone lines. First, You cannot watch us live. Network problem. The phone lines are acting up. However, I think I found a way around WhatsApp, so I can still receive your WhatsApp messages regardless. So what that simply means is if you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines, please send a WhatsApp message. Nigeria Info. And it happens again. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Hello, Dennis. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Okay, wonderful program you have here. For me, anyway, when I see those profiles, some motivate me.
Okay.
But I try to understand the essence of the whole profile.
Sorry, it happened again. Sorry, so sorry, my dear. Please do well to call back. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Benjamin.
Good afternoon.
I'm not calling to contribute or to say anything. It's been long I heard your voice on radio.
Really?
I missed you, Benjamin.
What
I miss you.
I've
you're
been on radio
welcome.
Since, so.
You're most welcome. You're my shows, I make some of them.
Oh, okay. So you've been listening at the wrong time. That's the problem. But thank you all the same.
You're most welcome. I miss you.
I should be telling you welcome. Nigeria Info. Okay. Someone says I didn't mention one university or... Oh, yes, Yale University. Thank you. But you people are following up, you know, these prestigious universities in the abroad, now when you go there, you just feel like you have arrived. You just feel like you're hot cake already. All right. Sorry, once again. I'm so sorry. I think maybe we can round up this conversation. The lady that called that got disconnected, I don't know if she could call back. Maybe, just maybe, she could get lucky this time. So I'll just give her a few more seconds. And even if she's unable to get through, so sad, I must say, so sad. What do I think about all of this? It's not a bad idea. There is something currently happening. They call it shameless marketing. Hold on, let me see if this call goes through. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hello, Dennis. My call was aborted at some point.
Yeah. Okay, welcome back. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. Mm. Yeah, my point exactly is the tone of the profile display.
Mm.
There are some profiles you go through, and you could depict pride.
Pride, okay.
Yes, you could. You pride all over shows that this person is a proud person. Mm. There are some other profiles you read through, and you understand the person is trying to advertise him or herself.
Okay.
For career objectives.
Okay.
But for me, when I'm reading someone's profile, I try to have an open mind.
Mm.
I'm very objective when I want to select people via their profile.
Okay.
So I don't make a mistake by being judgmental. You understand?
Yeah,
so that's what I've got to say.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so much. So I was going to say something before rounding off. There's something called shameless marketing. Nobody will sell your markets for you like you would sell for yourself. That's the truth. If you're waiting for Denise to come and sell your markets for you, are you? I've not finished selling my own market. Except, of course, you pay me good money. Then I can see what I can do. But then again, shameless marketing will mean that you explore as many options as possible to sell. If it's a business idea, if it's a product or service, or if you want to sell yourself. Who says that you can't sell yourself, and who says you have to sell yourself short? But like some of the persons of court have mentioned, when it comes with some level of pride, then it begins to be a turn off. then it begins to seem like you are showing off. And I don't think anybody would want to associate with someone who does have pride or someone who is showing off. Someone called and said, oh, that some of these people can be really, really difficult because they feel they know too much. And I've seen and I have heard some employers of labor tell me that, you know what, I know they employ first class. That person, where they do like saying to no, I don't have any business recruiting such persons in my firm. I would rather work with someone who doesn't know, but who is willing to subject himself or herself to learning and training and tutelage. And, you know, I would rather work with that person than work with someone who feels because, oh, I went to this school and that school, I have this award and that award, I made a first class, a 2-1 distinction. I believe that I am better than everyone else. That's on one hand. On the other hand is the fact that for someone who has this kind of profile, can I pay this person? Yes. I can't pay you. I'm sorry. You're too big for me. I can't pay you. If I offer you what I'm offering others, you may see it as an insult. So how about you go to those other organizations that can actually pay you that much for the value that I see from, I mean, what I see you have to offer, right? So it goes either ways. It goes to your advantage and to your disadvantage, especially when you are not required to, you know, submit your CV and you just feel like you should put it all out there. The youngest graduate class of 2000 and something, overall best graduating student class of this, and that. That's what I think there. But in the end, well, sell your market if you must. I do say sell your market if you must. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation.